There's a certain behavior in which animals group together in massive numbers and move as though they're all part of a single organism that has one brain. Flocks of birds and schools of fish commonly do it. The phenomenon is called murmuration, and scientists are trying to figure out exactly how it happens and why. Paige Flager from the Pulse at WHYY went to a landfill in Atlantic County, New Jersey, to see this group behavior in person.
This landfill has a wildlife biologist on staff. His name is Bert Hickson, and his job is to keep birds away from a nearby airport. I hopped in Hickson's white pickup truck, and he drives us up the side of this giant mountain of trash. The windows are open, and the wind is wafting the smell of garbage into the truck. On the console in between us is a pair of fancy birding binoculars and what looks like two small guns.
Don't be alarmed. These aren't pistols. They're pyrotechnics launchers.
Hickson needs the launchers because flocks of birds love to pick food and bugs out of the trash. He points down at a group of more than 200 dark, glossy birds.
Okay, so this is what we have. This is what we call the active area. You can see there's a smattering of starlings there. And what we're doing is we're covering last night's garbage.
Hickson fires the launcher out the window, and the birds bolt for the sky.
There they go. Wow.
As soon as the starlings reach the same place, they assume this formation, perfectly spaced out, and begin this dance, a cloud of birds moving in perfect synchronicity, soaring up and swooping down, changing direction together seamlessly. It's called a murmuration. So why do these birds do this? Scientists say it's about shared risk and benefit.
So if there's one predator coming in and there are a thousand of you starlings and it's a good predator, it is going to get one guaranteed that you have one chance in a thousand of being taken instead of being off on your own and the predator comes after you and it's just you.
That's Kevin McGowan, a biologist with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. McGowan says it's not that these animals are moving as though they have one mind, but really that they have the same exact thought. Avoid the predator by hiding behind your buddies.
You don't want to stand out in a crowd because standing out gets you noticed and getting noticed gets you eaten.
One of the most striking things about these group behaviors, McGowan says, is that there's no leader. No one bird or one fish is telling the others which way to go. I called up Andrea Cavagna, a physicist at the University of Rome.
Hello?
Cavagna studies collective behavior, and he's a leading scientist on how these animals move the way that they do. He told me each individual bird doesn't need to communicate with the whole flock. Instead, they just need to imitate their 7 to 10 closest neighbors. When they do that, the flock looks like it's moving as one, no matter how many birds are part of the system. Cavagna says it's kind of like a giant game of telephone, except the birds are passing a movement instead of a phrase.
If there is a flock of 50 birds and they play the telephone game, then the message travels for 50 birds. If the flock is down of 10,000 birds, then they play the telephone game again and the message travels 10,000 people. So the scale over which they are globally correlated is always as large as the entire system. And this is why they give us this striking appearance of, you know, behaving like one.
He thinks that these perfectly synchronized animal group behaviors could be harnessed for new technological innovations. He says that right now, most groups of machines, like drones, move in a follow-the-leader-like fashion. If the leader gets destroyed, the group stops functioning. But
on the other hand, collective behavior in biology is most of the time decentralized, it's distributed behavior. So it's a bottom-up kind of control, and which is much more robust, this kind of control. And so it would be very useful to be able to copy that at the technological level.
Think schools of unmanned submarines that search for underwater mines, or a flock of microscopic robots inside of our bodies that administer medicine. Cavagna says if we can teach those man-made machines to move like synchronized birds, they too could be less vulnerable to predators. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager.